part a few lines from the beginning. We talked about the foreign wisdoms, Bat Paro.
Bat Paro, you mean here?
Written Bat Paro.
Bat Paro is it the Bat Paro Shmuel?
The daughter, no, the daughter of Paro. Maybe.
Not with Moshe.
Moshe mentions it.
Maybe, we'll see. Maybe. Probably also.
Maybe, perhaps.
I don't mind that it's going to be that bad for all. As long as you're smiling, I don't mind. So, Ki Ikar HaChokhmah, the main wisdom is Liknot Shlemut, to become perfect. Einam Rak Chokhmot Elokut. And how you do that? You need to learn only divine wisdoms. Ushara Chokhmot and all of the rest of the wisdoms, Emrak Chokhmot Betelot, they're empty wisdoms that have been cancelled. Ve'inam Chokhmot Klal, and they're not wisdoms at all. And like we said, every time that a man have those thoughts that he gonna do something, that from now on he gonna achieve something, those are foreign wisdoms. The wisdom of Hashem, the divine wisdoms, are that you're always throwing your mind, always hoping for Hashem Yitbarach. Always, always, always. Simple praying. You have money, you're thanking Hashem. You don't have money, you lift your hand in the air and ask me for money. And this is it. How I'm gonna make money? How I'm gonna do this? Foreign wisdoms. Even in the most kosher way of them all, foreign wisdoms. Simplicity. Hashem's got the money, I don't. Please, Father in Heaven, give me money. Shalom Bayit. Hashem, His name is peace. Hashem is bringing Shalom Bayit when He's coming to visit. I don't know how to make Shalom Bayit. My name is not Shalom. I don't know how to make Shalom. Hashem makes peace. You have peace? Thank you, Hashem, for coming. Thank you, Hashem, for the peace. You don't have peace? Please, Ribono Shel Olam, make peace. Even people that sit and learn the book, Garden of Peace, for years, they finish that book so many times, they can be in a situation that they don't have Shalom Bayit. Because Hashem wants them to surrender in a different way. So they also need to go and pray to Hashem. This is why the same advice, you can see it in all of the books of Arab. Always go and talk to Hashem. Always go and pray on that to Hashem. Always, always, always. This is the main advice. Without it, the main part is missing. The simplicity that when you have a lacking, only Hashem can fulfill it, that you can buy only in the field. That you can buy only in tefillah, only in prayers. So, and Rabbeinu is explaining, Uvat, the word bat, daughter, he meramezet al hachokhmah she'eina chokhmah, is hinting us on a wisdom that it's not wisdom at all. Why? כמו שאמרו חז"ל, like that it's written in the Gemara מסכת מנחות, הביא בני מרחוק, it's written that the boy is going to come from distance, after the exile they're going to come back to Eretz Israel, ובנותיי, so אבי בני מרחוק, bring my boys, the male from long distance, this is the תלמידי חכמים, that the Gemara is explaining over there, that those are תלמידי חכמים, that they are being called boys. They are, the wisdom is sitting, settled, they're concentrated, and Baruch Hashem, they've been called boys in the Gemara Kedosha. Uvnotai, and the daughters, Elu galuyot shebishar haratzot, those are the exiles that went to other lands, except of Babel, Shedatan, they're not Talmidei Chachamim, Shedatan, Eina miyushevet aleihem kebanot, that their wisdom is not settled, is not perfect, like girls. This is what the Gemara is telling us. Paro, the word Paro, Leshon Bitul, wants to tell us, canceling, means to cancel the foreign wisdoms. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, Al tafriu et ha'am, don't bother the people, the nation. So Paro, it comes to tell us that it comes to disturb, it comes to confuse us, and don't disturb the people means bat paro, those are foreign wisdoms that not bringing the man to understanding. וחוכמות חיצוניות and foreign wisdoms הם בחינת קנה, they're in the aspect of a reed. כי יש קנה בקדושה, because there is that word קנה, reed, in קדושה, in a holy way. הם חוכמות קדושות, those are holy wisdoms, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, קנה חוכמה, by wisdom, קנה and קנה, the same letters, by and reed, they're the same letters, so you can buy wisdom, so there is a reed of wisdom. וזה לעומת זה עשה אלוקים, but בורא עולם made something that's going to stand up in front of that. היינו קנה שבקליפות, this is the reed that is covered with husks. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, גער חיית קנה, that you should, I say גער, לגעור, like to
roar. To angry at roar. Who is angry
at? Angry at?
Rebuke like the Aryeh.
To entice.
Reproach.
To entice.
To entice. Reproach.
I don't know, I'm asking. I'm the one that asks.
Reproach.
Alright. That's
instigate.
To reject. Chayat Kane. The animal of reed. What it means, the animal of reed? This is that animal, the bad thoughts, like we said, that Rabbeinu is comparing the bad thoughts, the Yetzer Hara, to predators, to animals, to predators. So you should fight them, you should rebuke them, to reject them. והם חוכמות חיצוניות, and those are foreign wisdoms. ישראל הם עם קדוש, and עם ישראל are holy nation. וכל אחד ואחד מישראל, and each and every one of עם ישראל, יש לו חלק אלוה ממעל. He's got part of God from above, divine part. שהוא בחינת חוכמה, that it's an aspect of wisdom. If you remember, we learned it before in the beginning of the Torah, that we said that tshuva, it's an aspect of bringing the thing back to the place that it's been took from there. And then Rabbeinu explained that that place that we've been took from is wisdom. This is the neshama. Now Rabbeinu is explaining. Everyone's got a part of God. This is the divine part of us. This is the soul that we have inside of ourselves. And Rabbeinu is telling us, this is your wisdom. So a real wise person is a person that works from inside, from his soul. Not his body pushes him to decisions. Now he's afraid, now he's in stress, so now he's taking decisions out of stress, out of his thickness, out of his tiredness, out of his lackings. Just he's breathing, and he's observing, he's checking inside, what's going on with me? And then, out of that observation, he comes to conclusions. Then the light of the neshama is illuminating, and he's working out of wisdom. He's a wise person. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, כולם בחוכמה עשית, that Hashem made them all with wisdom. ועל שם זה נקראים ראשית. And this is why all of Am Israel been called Reshi, the beginning. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, קודש ישראל להשם ראשית. Am Israel, they're holy to Hashem, ראשית. They are the beginning, וכו'. אבל, but, בשעת הולדה, in the time of birth, השכל מצומצם אצל כל אחד ואחד. The wisdom is restricted, constricted, diminish at every one and one. What it means? Giving birth, it means everything that you want to achieve. Before now you want to sit and to learn Torah, so before of that you have your obstacles, you have your problems with it, you have your issues with it. Before of sitting and giving birth to something, you want to go and find parnasa, before of that there are difficulties. You need to go and give a class, before of that you have your many odd difficulties to go out from the house, to get into the car, to drive. All of those things are obstacles. Before of every success, before of every creation, you have to have difficulties before, like the labor before of giving birth. וכשמתחילים להשתמש בו, but when you start to use it בהתבוננות עבודת השם יתברך, in the observation of serving השם יתברך, means that you use your powers to serve השם יתברך with your powers, אזי שכלו הולך וגדול, so then his wisdom is going and growing. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ותרב חוכמת שלמה, that the wisdom of שלמה המלך was multiplying, was growing. וכשאדם מכניס בתוך שכלו הקודש, and when a man is entering into his holy wisdom, מחשבות חיצוניות, foreign thoughts, הם חוכמות חיצוניות, those are foreign wisdoms, אזי נתמעט קדושת שכלו. So then, the holiness of his wisdom being
diminished.
כפי תפיסת המקום, according to how much space that foreign wisdom is catching. If really he's leaning on nonsense, a lot of nonsense, really he's listening to a lot, I don't know what, he's watching news, I don't know what, and he's really in stress now, so he can lose all of his wisdom, he can lose all of the holiness of his wisdom. But if just here and there he's taking advice from someone that is not so kosher, someone that's afraid, someone that doesn't have the perfect confidence in Hashem Yitbarach, so he's losing, drops a little bit of wisdom, of holiness from his wisdom. When we're receiving wisdom from the tzaddik, on him it's written, "Kulo zera emet," that he is all seed of truth. From him you can receive only pure information, only pure wisdom from the righteous man. This is why it's so important to connect yourself to a real righteous man. And also in the Itbodedut, and today when I gave a class for the internet for the Breslov site, so they asked me a question over there. How can a person be close to a Rav Shalom if he lives in another city? Or for us, you know, we have that difficulty of the language, or even that a Rav, most of the day he's locked in his house behind two doors and you cannot reach him. So how can a man really be connected to a Rav Shalom? So, and to the real righteous people, everyone to the real righteous people. So the answer on that is very simple, that kamayim hapanim, that the water, they are reflecting your face. If you're looking at him, so he's looking at you. And this is something that I told you a few times, and there are a lot of stories like that. When you're bonding yourself to the righteous people, they're with you. They are open for that bonding. Means that if you're connecting yourself to him, you're already connected. You don't need him to connect himself to you also. You don't need him to call you back. He's there with you. And this is something that you should have a lot of faith, that you're going to believe in yourself, not faith in the righteous man. This is obvious that you should believe that he's a righteous man, that he's able to hear you, to be with you. This is obvious that you have to have that. But you have, this is the main faith that a man should have, the faith in himself, that the Rav loves me, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh is coming and he cares about me. And when I'm bonding myself to Rabbeinu in the field, so Rabbeinu is with me in the field, and you should believe in yourself that you're worthy, that you're fit, that you're a vessel to such huge high kedusha, that real righteous people want to spend their time with you, want to be with you when you're talking in the field, when you're doing your Itbodedut, that Rabbeinu care about your Itbodedut. And if a man goes with that simplicity, simple faith in himself, not because that I'm a genius, not because that I'm so funny and clever, just because that Hashem is so merciful, just because that the righteous man, he took responsibility on all of this generation, and he cared about each and every one of us, and he's with us like a father, and he doesn't think, and he doesn't check, and it's all good. And I have my likings, and I'm not hiding them. And Rabbeinu, he's my spiritual father. And Rav Shalom, he's my spiritual guide, my spiritual father. And I'm walking with them. And I'm praying. And I'm hoping. And I'm holding my hand with them in the Itbodedut, in every place. In every place. You should connect yourself to the righteous people and to know that they are there for you. And when one of the students asked Rav Shalom, tell me, Rav, can I talk to you in the field? Rav Shalom answered to him, a general answer. but you can learn from it. He told him, every student of Rabbeinu that received from a real student of Rabbeinu, he's connected to infinity, to Ein Sof. So if you're a real student, so you received it. If you're a real student, you received it. And we know on Arab that you don't have no doubts. And Rav Shalom told me that once, that I drove him somewhere and I asked him, he told me, I never let myself fall in that mistake of the Tzadik HaEmet, the righteous man, the real truth righteous man of the generation, like other communities fell in all of those nonsense. To think that their Rav, he is the Tzadik HaEmet, he is the righteous man of the generation. He said, I always remembered and I always knew Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev, he is the Tzadik HaEmet, he is the righteous man of the generation. Just I am, Harav Shalom is saying on himself, I'm very close to Rabbeinu. This is it. This is the answer. You don't need to look for the Tzadik HaEmet, the Tzadik HaEmet, too many lights, not in the right direction at all. Ruin breaking the Shalom Bayit for sure. Ruin the children and their education for sure. The Parnassah, oh, everything is ruined, and you're running after the righteous Emet. It's Shtuyot, the Tzadik HaEmet. It's nonsense. Tzadik HaEmet, he wants you to have Shalom Bayit. If you want to be connected to him, you have to have Shalom Bayit. Have to have Shalom Bayit. Cannot continue without Shalom Bayit. Cannot. If someone is not married yet, he needs to prepare himself to be a vessel that can marry a woman, can marry a wife, to work on his attributes, on his midot, to pray on that, to guard his eyes as much as you can. The important foundations of Judaism, they are the things that are important to the real righteous men of the generation. Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev is not someone that is jumping on cars and I don't know what. He's keeping the Shulchan Aruch from the first halakha until the last halakha. He said you can learn Likutei Moharan as much as how that you want, however, upside down, and to say explanations and to give perushim on Likutei Moharan, just don't move from one paragraph in the Shulchan Aruch. One chapter in the Shulchan Aruch. Don't tell me. First of all, we have Shulchan Aruch. We have Moshe Rabbeinu, we have Torah, we have Nevi'im, we have Ketuvim. It's Moshe Emet and Torah and Torato Emet. First of all, now on top of that, you have Chizukim. You have a way that someone came, Rabbeinu HaKadosh came, and he gives us an advice, reviving us. Give us the advice how to keep the rules of the regular Torah. Regular Torah. The beautiful, the regular, simple Torah. Torat Moshe, Torat Am Israel. The simple Torah that Bar Olam gave to all of the world, to all of Am Israel, that Am Israel going to connect themselves to Hashem Yitbarach through that Torah. Came that righteous man, and he's got now that ability to hand the Torah to Am Israel. Without Moshe Rabbeinu, there was the Torah, but it stayed in heaven. Came Moshe Rabbeinu and wrote the Torah on the holy tablets, and he gives them to Am Israel. This is the job of the righteous man of the generation, to hand it to people. That today you can find people that want to serve Hashem Yitbarach so much, but when they're waking up in the morning, they don't have the power to put tefillin, and they don't have the kochot to go to the mikveh, and they don't know how to find their way to yeshiva. So you need to have someone that's going to be a bridge, someone that's going to be a middleman to offer, to wrap the Torah in like candies, that is going to be sweet for them, that they're also going to find chiyut and satisfaction in Limud HaTorah, and to start with something small, and through after that to grow and to develop in Avodat Hashem. This is the job of the righteous man. And if also that righteous man is too high for us, and we cannot grab him, we cannot understand what he's talking about, so he's got his students. Those students, those are the ones that we should follow them, like Rav Shalom, that he's a student, that he will always going to stay a student. We should respect him like a Rav, because for us he's a Rav. But when he's checking himself, he's a student. He's just a student of his rabbis, and he remembers that always, and he's walking with that humility all of his life. And only like that you can grow. And this is our job, to connect ourselves to a real righteous man. To the real righteous man that can give us advice, that's going to give us the power to wake up tomorrow morning, to come again to the yeshiva. This is the secret. You don't need to achieve something higher than that. Rabbeinu said, Ikar ha-yahadut zeh tmimut v'pshitut. The main part of Judaism is to be simple. To want to wake up in the morning, to want to go to the mikveh, to want to go to pray next, to want. Not able to, I'm waking up at 7, but I want to. Baruch Hashem, I understand that it is important. I understand that it is good for me. And I want. And I'm praying on that. This is what the Rabbeinu gives us. This is what the Rav Shalom gives us. And this is what that we're trying between us always to give to each other, all of those chizukim, to strengthen ourselves, always to hold on together and to keep on doing good things and good things and good things. And it's growing and it's spreading fast, very fast. Mamash like fire in thorns field. It's crazy what that goes on. We're receiving mails and from people in Ireland, in crazy places. People connecting us more and more and more people are coming. Even people are coming from Yeshivat Or Sameach. You can never imagine what's going on. Even from Or Sameach we have students here in Yeshivat. It's crazy. From all of the places people are coming and people are thirsty and people want to come and to drink from the holy water of the Nachal Novem and Kol Chochma. From someone that is able to water the herds, to give water to the people, to give to people reason to live, to give people simchat chayim, joy, satisfaction in avodat Hashem. And Rabbeinu is saying, when Rabbeinu is talking about that, not to put into our wisdoms foreign wisdoms, it means that if someone is trying to reject you from avodat Hashem, you have to be strong against it. Someone called me last week and asked me what he's going to do with his parents. That his parents, they're really against all of his tshuva process and they're not happy with it and he doesn't know what to do. So I told him, you should drop that argument. You should just let them argue with themselves and keep on serving Hashem. Because you will never going to be able to compromise with them. You're just going to waste all of your powers and they're going to drag all of your happiness away from you and you're going to stay empty and you yourself will not going to be able to support yourself and to stay functioning like you want. So why to put yourself in that? Tell them, I'm sorry, you have one crazy boy, this is me. That I every family have one black sheep. This is me, I'm that black sheep. I'm sorry, I love you. I'm crazy, this is it. I have to have something wrong in every Jewish house. I have to have a story, something that the grandmother is going to be able to talk. So the grandfather is going to be able to talk in the mikveh. It has to be something that people are going to talk about. It has to be something. Why to go to those places? You know, you have a friend that is asking and I don't know what and lets you feel bad with yourself with all of his investigations. Don't go to that place. You have a brother that is keep on asking, so no, what's going on? And not let him live with his nonsense. In the end, when you're going to build a house, when you're going to get married, when you're going to have children and you're going to succeed in your life, everyone's going to see. It's not Chas Shalom that we want to fight with them and to show them that. Just the truth is that a man is obligated to Hashem Yitbarach before that he is obligated to his parents. Before that he is obligated to all kinds of advisors. I told you, when me and my wife, we were married in the beginning, my wife, she was pregnant, our first son, Baruch Hashem, and doctors told us that for sure he's got problems and we have to make an abortion. And we didn't know what to do with ourselves, a young couple. We didn't know nothing. And they've shown us proofs for that, an x-ray, and crazy things. And we knew that it's not allowed, but we were shaking. And all of our parents were supporting that, and they said that you should do, and you're young, and after that you're going to do that, you're going to have more children, and why to ruin your life, and all of those thoughts, all of those. You see my child, my he's amazing, beautiful boy, doesn't have no problem sitting and learning chavruta with the Rav Eyal 2 hours Gemara every day. But if you open your mind, maybe they're right, that doubt is Amalek. On the moment that you have a doubt, maybe they're right, maybe. Vayav Amalek. Is Hashem with us or not? Vayav Amalek. When Am Yisrael have a doubt, you're not allowed to open even a crack. If you don't want, and you know from who you want to receive your wisdom, and you found the righteous man, you found the place that you want to live according to those rules, go, ask a Rav. You don't have a Rav, go ask the one that you can count on him. Go and check. Clarify. What's the wisdom of the Torah on that issue? Don't go and ask experts and people with life experience and ruin the life with all of their experience for years. People, someone that doesn't have Shalom Bayit, you cannot consult him on nothing. On nothing. If he doesn't know how to respect his wife, you cannot learn from him nothing. Gemara, you cannot learn from him. You cannot. Even if he's the biggest expert of them all. The Shekhinah is not with him. The Shekhinah is not hovering on that person. How you can learn from him Torah? Torah? Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. If he doesn't know how to respect his wife, how to honor his wife, how to make his wife happy, you cannot learn Torah from him. You're not allowed to receive an advice from him. And on that, it's a huge question. What going to do all of the thousands of people that have so many, everyone have thousands of questions. What are they going to do? There is one Moshe Rabbeinu. What are they going to do? That was the question of Yitro. Yitro asked, told Moshe Rabbeinu, look, you are one person and all of the people, they need you, they want to ask you questions, so why won't you bring other people to be judges, that they're going to judge the people, that they're going to answer all of the questions? Moshe Rabbeinu surrendered to that request of Yitro. Rav Shalom said that it was a mistake. Actually, it's better that every people of Am Yisrael gonna wait 10 years, everyone, to have one meeting with Moshe Rabbeinu and to accept in the end the answer from Moshe Rabbeinu and not from all of those advisors. Not from all of those people that cannot understand him, that cannot understand Moshe Rabbeinu. Just to see the face of Moshe Rabbeinu once in your life, It's higher than to learn all of the Torah from someone else. If you're able to connect yourself to the real righteous man in this world, and even though that Rabbi Nachman Breslev already passed away 200 years ago, we need to know that the Tzaddik is alive, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh is alive and exists, is Chai VeKayam. And when you are connecting yourself to him in the field, you are with him. And Rabbeinu said, when you open the Likutei Moharan, you can see my face in the Likutei Moharan. And you should believe in that. And when you're in the field, you should talk to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And it's not Ledaber El Hametim, to talk to the dead. Because to talk to the dead, it's to people that died. But Rabbeinu haven't died. Rabbeinu is Tzadik Chai Almin. The Zohar HaKadosh is saying that the righteous man, he never dies. The son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Elazar, for years people would come after that he passed away, people would come, knock on his door, and he was answering answers la halacha from his chamber, from his room. And he died already 20 years ago, and he's answering, shooting the road, books from his answers after he passed away. Rabbeinu said to his daughter, what's the difference between now and then after I'm going to die? It's like that I'm behind the door, come and knock. After that Rabbeinu passed away, Rabbi Aaron, the student of Rabbeinu, Rabbi Aaron Mibreslev, he was asking questions to the tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was asking Rabbeinu, and everyone that were there around the grave of Rabbeinu HaKadosh heard that Rabbeinu was answering to him with voice from inside the grave. Didn't have speakers 200 years ago. No speakers. Also the Ukrainian, they're not allowed to put no cameras, no speakers in the tzion, so... Rabbeinu is alive and exists. How you can tell that Rabbeinu is alive and exists? Because there's still arguments on Rabbeinu. When the Tzaddik is alive, people are arguing. The Yetzirah is fighting against him. If he passed away, this is it. No one is arguing anymore. The arguments are from the side of the Yetzirah that want to reject people. If the Yetzirah keep wanting to reject people from him, it means that he's still alive. And it's not only in the Tzion, in the grave of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when you go to Uman Misirut Nefesh. It's in every moment that you're attaching yourself to him, Rabbeinu is with you. When you're saying, Hareni Mekasher Et Atzmi, I'm bonding myself, you should believe in the power of your words, power of your mouth. When you're saying, I'm bonding myself, you should believe and understand that really you bond yourself to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, to all of the real righteous people of this generation, and also the ones that passed away, and especially to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And you and him now are together. And when you're confessing in front of him, you should paint yourself for yourself, to draw for yourself Rabbeinu in front of your eyes. He's here. He's with me. He's walking with me in the field. He's walking with me in the field. I'm confessing. I'm confessing in front of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And you're praying.
And you're saying, Rabbeinu, please help me. And you're saying, please, Ribono Shel Olam, help me. And you say to yourself, please, Bevakasha, Ribono Shel Olam, Tazoli. And you're talking to yourself. People from outside are going to think you're crazy. No problems. And you, day after day, are going to feel a complete cure and health, and emotional health and spiritual health. And you're going to be healthy. You're going to develop a spiritual aspect. You're going to grow. You're going to find yourself. You're going to find the light of your own neshama from inside. Like the Tara of Shalom reminded us last week, that it's written in the song, Odelael, thanking to Hashem that he levav choker, that he's certain investigating, checking the hearts of everyone. Over there we're saying, simu lev, pay attention, alan shama, on the soul, look on your soul, leshem, shevo, v'achlama, three names of three good stones, ve'ora, and her light, and the light of the neshama, ke'ora chama, is like the light of the sun, shivatayim ke'ora boker, seven times stronger than the light of the sunrise, of the morning. This is the light of each and every one of us, neshama. Each and every one of us have a soul inside. Even if a man sinned for 100 years, like Rav Shalom said, and after 100 years he decides to do tshuva, and he holds a siddur, and he's saying, Elokai neshama shenatata bi tehora. God, the soul that you put inside of me is pure. Even after 100 years of sinning, contaminating himself in all sins that exist. Whatever that you can imagine and things that you cannot imagine even. If you're going to hold the siddur, he will not going to lie to say to Hashem Yitzvarach that his soul is pure. And you should believe in that. That you have a spiritual soul that is divine. That is part of God. Chelek Eloka Mimal. Part of Hashem Yitzvarach himself inside of you. And it's illuminating more than the sunrise, seven times stronger than the light of the day. Huge light we have inside. And we're not aware to that. We're busy, we're too occupied. Our eyes are open and there are people and tables and walls and cars and thoughts and imaginations. Close your eyes. Look inside. You have a huge, huge soul inside. Spiritual power to each and every one of us, that we should believe in that, and we should cherish that, we should hold that, we should be grateful to Hashem Yitzbarach on that, to thank Him on our share, each and every one, the smallest ones of us, the smallest one, the one that is just starting, the one that sinned 100 years and now he decided to say to Hashem Yitzbarach, Modeh Ani Lefanecha. And he decided to say to Hashem Yitzbarach, Elokai neshama shenatata bi teora. He realized, my soul is pure. My connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure, is eternal connection. And every mitzvah that you kept is another connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is eternal, that nothing can ruin it, can erase it. En avera mechaba mitzvah. A sin is not pushing down, turn off the mitzvah that you kept. You learn Torah, nothing can take it from you. Even if now, after it, in the noontime, I don't know what you were doing. Windsurfing. I don't know what you were doing. Watching all stuff in the internet. I don't know. It cannot erase what that you've done in the morning learning Torah. If you keep on wanting to get closer to Hashem Yitzvarach, keep on wanting, keep on praying, keep on asking, keep on doing a small mitzvah and another small mitzvah. In the end, it becomes to be a huge, huge amount of mitzvot. This is what it's written on the righteous people in the future to come, that the righteous people are crying in Judgment Day, and also the wicked, the Resha'im, are crying. To the wicked people, it looked for them when they're looking on their past, like that they were supposed to cross something very small, a bridge that's going to be in a size, a mountain going to be like in the size of one hair. Very small problem they had. Why they become to be reshaim? They will not understand, and they're going to cry. Because of that small yetzirah that I had, I was sinning all of my life, and I wasn't holy. And the righteous people going to cry also. Why are they going to cry? because they're going to see that actually they climbed a huge mountain. And they're going to cry from grateful, from happiness, from joy. Thank you, Hashem, that you gave us the power to conquer such a huge mountain. So how can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the wicked people, he's shown to... It's not true. The Yetzirah, if he was huge, so it's a mountain. If it's small, so it's like one hair thick. So how can it be? Why to them he's showing a huge mountain, and for them he's showing such a small mountain? It's the same mountain. The mountain of the righteous people is built out of a lot of thin hairs. Every time that you have a test, you need to overpower yourself on the Yetzirah on a small test. And the righteous people are doing it again and again and again and again and again, and every hair counts. And in the end, it becomes to be huge amounts of hair. Huge amounts. It becomes to be a huge mountain that you cross. So you have your failures. You have your downs. You have your crises. You have them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not expecting you not to have those difficulties in your life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants you to want Him. To do another small mitzvah today. Today, only mikveh. Today, only tefillin at 5:50. Mamash, 1 minute before Rosh Hashanah. Today, 1 hour itbodedut, and this is it. Today, tikkun haklali. Today, just to try to guard your eyes. Even after 2 hours of looking and looking and looking, take your head down now. One time, 1 minute counts. Another hair to that mountain. Another layer, and another layer, and another layer. And after a while, after 20 years of Avodat Hashem, suddenly you have your memories. Suddenly you remember that you were putting tefillin in Mesirut Nefesh. And suddenly you remember that you were learning Torah in Mesirut Nefesh. And the Torah that you were learning in that Mesirut Nefesh, this is the Torah that's going to stand up for you in the future. Torah Shebe'af Hisham Dali. The Torah that I was learning under judgments. In the time of anger, this is the Torah that is reviving me. This is the Torah that is supporting me. A man should get used to think positive, to start over again and again and again and again, and to do things that are going to revive you, things that are going to make you happy. If you know that the Shulchan Aruch, this is the biggest gift that's been given to Am Israel, if you're not happy to open that huge book, and you're not finding yourself between the chapters, between the paragraphs, and you don't understand, you don't know where to put your finger, you don't know how to go back home with halakha after 1 hour class in Shulchan Aruch class, so it's not for you for now. Don't be sad. The main thing for you is to be happy. Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamchei Lev. When a man is walking in a straight way of keeping the mitzvot, his heart is happy. If your heart is twisted, if your heart is sad, means that you're not walking in a straight path. The straight path is to be happy from every point of Judaism that you can find. And to jump on it like you find a huge treasure. Huge treasure. The smallest thing of them all. Like the Rav Shalom is saying, test yourself. Take away your kippah. You're not happy with your kippah, or you're happy? If you're happy, so you should have a smile on your face while you're wearing your kippah. And don't forget that you're wearing a kippah now. Don't forget your kippah. And you have tzitzit. And you're in Eretz Israel. Don't forget those important things now. Be happy that you're here. That you're not going through all of your crises in LA or in Miami or in I don't know where. The same crisis. Adam le'amal yulad. Every man have to suffer in this world. Ashrei mi she'amalo b'Torah. Praiseworthy is the one that is suffering while that is learning Torah. While that is going through all of what it is need to go through. While he's going every day to the Beit Knesset. Every day to the Beit Midrash. Each and every one of us is going to have our tests. And Rabbeinu is saying that everyone that wants to be kosher have to go through thousands of up and downs in his life. And we're talking about everyone. If 2-3 weeks ago I met a Rav in the morning and I asked him, Rav, you're going to give a shiur today at 12, Wednesday at 12? And he said, I don't have the power, I'm going to the field. So it means that he should also keep on going through thousands of up and downs. And you can be a complete righteous man, a holy man that doesn't care about women, doesn't care about money, doesn't care about nothing, doesn't care about himself. and he's just holding the purpose in his hand and handing it to other, and he's mezake arabim and learning Torah and tefillah. Holy man! And he's gonna have thousands of up and downs. This is the nature of this world. You want to come to Jerusalem City? You have to come from one of the sides to Jerusalem City. If it's from the Kvish Yerushalayim Tel Aviv, you're going to have up and downs and turning right and left, right and left. If you're coming from the Red Sea, from Yam HaMelach, up and downs, right and left, Ma'ale Adomim, right and left, from every direction. You want to come from Moza, up and downs, mountains, Yerushalayim Harim Savivla, mountains surrounds Jerusalem. From every direction, there is no highway. You want to come from Bethlehem, up and down, Yemina, Smola, left and right. There is no way to penetrate into Jerusalem without climbing and going down, up and downs, up and downs. This is it. This is the only path to Jerusalem City. Yerushalayim Yirah Shalem, to complete your Yirah, to have a complete faith. To have a complete faith. Like that Jerusalem is surrounded with mountains, kach Hashem saviv la'amo. This is how Hashem is surrounding His nation. You want to come to your soul, you have to break a lot of doors and walls and obstacles and difficulties and tiredness and laziness, and you have to work hard. You have to work hard. And praiseworthy is the one that is putting his effort in learning Torah. While you're going through all of your difficulties, and while you're going all of your difficulties through all of your difficulties, you can revive yourself a little bit with good friends that surrounds us. Look to the right, look to the left. Only good people with positive will, positive attitude, people that wants to build themselves, wants to build houses, want to do hafatzah, distribute this wonderful light to all of the world, everyone with his talents, everyone with his abilities. How lucky we are. And we should work on that, to hold ourselves together. And Rabbeinu said, "Rak tachziku atzmechem beyachad," just hold yourself together, "az tiyo anashim kshirim," then you're going to be kosher people. But Rabbeinu, you told us that we're going to have to go through thousands of up and downs. If you're going to be together, it will not going to be so hard. If you're going to be together, you're going to manage. Now you lack of money, he's going to give you some money. Now you need an advice, he's going to give you an advice. You know, you need a place to eat, he's got a nice living room, nice family, they're going to host you. Now you need an I don't know what, he's got a brother that he's a lawyer, and something going to happen. You're going to make it together. Only together. This is the Ahavat Israel, and this is why the Zohar HaKadosh is saying that the salvation is going to come through one Bet Knesset. One Bet Knesset going to hold that wisdom of to be together. One Bet Knesset. And I promise you, like now you have those imaginations, maybe it's us, all of the generations in all of the Bet Knesset, they had that imagination. It's not easy to be that Bet Knesset. It's not easy. Thousands of years of people wishing that maybe that community and that community, maybe that Hasidut and maybe that Beit Midrash, maybe they're going to be the one. We don't know who's going to be the one. But even though that you're not able to complete and to finish all of the job, you cannot get rid of it. You're not allowed to pull your hands from it. We have to try. If it's going to be us, if it's going to be someone else, we don't care. Bottom line, we want the salvation. And we know what we should do. What's our obligation? What's our job? We need to put the effort on the right things, on the important things, to try, to pray on each other. And Hanan gave that paper with the names of all of each and every one of us, with the names of each and every one of us, and everyone that is joining can add his name to that list. And we're praying, and we're praying on everyone. This is the cult of the Baal Tefillah, the man that goes and pray every day, to go and pray on the friends, on the community, on the friends, on people. More Jews that speaks English than Jews that speaks Hebrew in the world. Crazy amounts of people that needs us. Crazy amounts of people, of families that doesn't know how to take care of themselves, that doesn't know how to connect themselves to source of creation, to Judaism, to Hashem, to that wonderful pure river, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that just gives wisdom. That wisdom that we talked about, it's the soul, like Rabbeinu is comparing the wisdom and the soul. He wakes you up to believe that you have a soul. He wakes you up to understand who you really are, who you really are, what your abilities, what you can achieve in life, how many huge powers you have inside of yourself if you're just going to stand and pray. And don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to do something that you're not. Moshe Rabbeinu was working for 80 years until Hashem Yitbarach revealed himself to him in the burning bush. If you're going to put your effort for 80 years, Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach, the righteous man is growing like a date palm. It takes him years on years until he brings fruits. So you need to work, you need to put effort. And then Hashem is praising you that you're putting your effort on the right things, on the important things. We should all strengthen ourselves as much as we can, always to go with a smile, to cheer up everyone, to wake up people to look on their good points, on what that you already have. Rabbeinu said, wake up to look at your own treasures. You have treasures. You don't need to find treasures. Look inside, like that story on the treasure under the bridge. Look inside, you're going to find your treasures. You have them inside. This is your soul. Leshen, Shevo, Vachlamar, good stones. Good stones. You have them all inside. Thank you very much. Chazak u'baruch.